This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are here with Dr. Gelman, one of the two board-certified plastic surgeons at D&G Plastic Surgery in Chicago, Illinois. Dr. Gelman is here to talk with us about getting your pre-baby body back with a mommy makeover. Dr. Gelman, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's glad to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So for starters, what is a mommy makeover?
A mommy makeover is a general term where, like you had said, to get your pre-baby body back, or even better than your pre-baby body, where you do something with the abdomen and something with the breast. It can be a tummy tuck, some liposuction, breast lift, a breast augmentation, or what's also known as breast implants. So it's a combination procedure.
And why are mommy makeovers so popular today?
Part of it, I think, it's the style of clothes. With jeans being lower and pants being worn lower, any little pooch in the belly is showing now, and shirts are much tighter. So despite the fact that they make all sorts of garments that'll hold things in, people don't want to wear those garments. So I really think it's the style and the dictation. People are just wanting to look that way, and it's become much more affordable.
And what should one consider when they're considering or choosing a mommy makeover procedure?
The first and most important thing is find the right plastic surgeon. You want to go to someone who's board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, and then go in, meet the plastic surgeon, make sure you're both on the same page, that you're going to be spending a fair amount of time and you're trusting him or her to do the surgery, so you want to make sure that works well. Then the next thing is to get some reasonable expectations. You know, think about what you can achieve, look at some pre-op and post-op photographs from that surgeon, and see if you're both on the same page as to what you want to achieve. Don't get oversold on stuff you don't need. At the same point, don't skip something that you really are thinking about doing.
Certainly some good advice there. Today we are with Dr. Gelman, one of two board-certified plastic surgeons at D&G Plastic Surgery in Chicago, Illinois, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Gelman, how long after childbirth can one have a mommy makeover?
Well, you want to wait till you're done breastfeeding, and you would also want to wait till you're done having children. It doesn't make sense to do it and then go out and have another baby the next year. You want to be back to basically where things are stable. So you're certainly not going to be doing this 1 month after you have a baby. But it's variable. I don't have an exact time frame of so many months. It's when you feel like you've gotten back to your pre-baby weight or where you're going to get to and things have stabilized. Then you can come in. Now, I do talk with women who are earlier than that, and it does give them something sort of to look forward to. And we can make plans accordingly. A lot of people have busy schedules, and it makes a lot more sense to do that and know where you're getting to. And it doesn't matter if we talk months before we do it, and then you come back again closer to the surgery date.
Lastly, what advice would you give to mothers considering a mommy makeover in the near future?
I think the most important thing is do your homework. Doing your homework doesn't mean spending a ton of time on the Internet. There's anecdotal stuff on there that isn't always necessarily true. Try to get a reasonable expectation of what you're trying to achieve, what you think you can reasonably do as far as exercising post-operatively, and then interview, meet with the plastic surgeon, make sure you're comfortable with that plastic surgeon, and that you're both on the same page, that you're both trying to get to the same thing, that your expectations are reasonable, that the plastic surgeon's what he can achieve is he or she can achieve is reasonable, so that it works out and for a generally successful surgery, for where both you and the plastic surgeon are happy with the results.
Well, certainly do appreciate your time and for your advice and information on the mommy makeover procedure. If you would, tell our listeners where they can find your practice online and how they can be in contact as well.
You can just go to dgplasticsurgery.com. That's D as in dog, G as in good, plasticsurgery.com. And they wanted to reach me directly. It is Dr. Gelman, D-R-G-E-L-M-A-N, at dgplasticsurgery.com. Or if they want to just pick up the phone and call, it's 815-806-9400.
Well, Dr. Gelman, thanks once again for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Dr. Gelman, one of two board-certified plastic surgeons at D&G Plastic Surgery in Chicago, Illinois. And once again, the website of reference is dgplasticsurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.